Time flies. Or so they say. No matter where you are, humans are constantly measuring and checking time. Some of us are good at it, planning and doing things way ahead of time, while others are always trying to beat the clock and do things at the 11th hour. And that's only if you're on time. What about if you're late, you know? Is that a serious issue of being late?
It depends on what occasion that you're going to attend to.
Like, if you're getting married, you should not be late.
I don't think so. You should be late. I don't think you should be late.
You should be early.
Yeah. And also the same applies to a business occasion. Like, if you are going to attend this function or an important meeting, then I suppose you shouldn't be late. But, and also when it comes to dating, well, this is very tricky.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. If it's a girl waiting on a man, then you're probably dead. If it's a man waiting on a girl, let's say half an hour would be fine, or 2 hours. Depends on how patient this guy is.
Wow, you know, 2 hours? I like can really abuse it then.
I like to chip in here. You know what? Sometimes, guys, it's cool to keep the girls waiting a little bit, you know? Keep them wanting. Keep them thirsty. So you say, hey, let's meet up at 1 p.m. to go grab some Froyo. And she's like, okay. And she goes to the Froyo place. But you show up just, you know, five or 10 minutes late, and you're like, hey, sorry. Come up with a cool excuse like, I saw a baby on the floor of the street and I had to run and save it and give it back to its mother. That's why I was late. But
why was the baby on the floor?
I asked the mother that same question, Sharknado. She didn't have an answer. Anyways, you can imagine. You should be on time for most stuff, to be honest.
Really?
If it's 5 to 10 minutes late, then it's, well, it's borderlining, not cool.
I was just trying to,
cool.
To be honest, guys, like, this isn't even a question. I mean, just be on time. If you make plans, like, be on time. But according to the BBC, employees from Latin America, Rwanda, and Sri Lanka, they're a little bit more flexible. I mean, when you make plans, sometimes you can be as late as 5 minutes to 20 minutes to even an hour to 2 hours, all right, after the event's been planned, okay? So this is largely due to, I guess, traffic issues in certain areas of places like Sri Lanka and these kind of things. So, but let's take German and Japanese. Employees are mentioned to be very strict to the adherence of time. So also, these things differ wherever you go, but I think the one common ground here is it's always safe to be on time.
Yes, and
be on time.
Yeah, that's what we should probably plan for. But if
that's what I plan for when the show starts and I compete for the throne.
And you've been doing a better job than in the past.
On time.
Yes. So it's really interesting when you look at these different countries have such a different view on what's deemed late and how important is it to be on time.
Yeah, I think I'd like living in Latin America.
Really?
Somebody makes a plan, they're like, hey, Ryan, let's hang out at 1. I'm like, sure, come over at 3.
when the game is probably over, Liming, what would you prefer? Or what kind of guy are you when it comes
kind of guy
to
are you?
Punctuality?
Well, I try to make it in time most of the time. But from every now and then, if it's a casual occasion, well, I arrange for some people to come and play badminton. And when I get caught in traffic, sometimes I do arrive late. But it doesn't stop me from recognizing that those people, the dude that I know, who always arrive in time or even sometimes a few minutes earlier and gets everything arranged, that's very adorable and admirable, in fact, actually. And yes, yes, there is a cultural difference here. I think about 10 years ago when I was a volunteer at the 2008 Beijing Olympic, there's a bunch of volunteers who get to talk about how their guests are performing. And I was accompanying someone from Brazil, and in some cases I had to wait 2 hours before
Yikes.
They show up.
And that's okay?
And, yeah, well, that's... I believe it or not, it's not even the worst scenario. Some guys appear without, until the very late at night.
Honestly, sometimes these commitments of a certain one time, it can be stressful. So I think in a lot of places, to relieve that stress, they're like, you know, this is just the target time, but get here whenever, you know? So at least you're not running through the subway. I gotta get to the dinner at 1 p.m. exactly! And then you get hit by the subway instead of getting in it.
Well, you can...
Accidents happen when you rush. So sometimes maybe they're saying, hey, it's okay to be 5 minutes late, you know?
And not be too late, more than 5 or 10 minutes.
So what about fashionably late? Only the fashionable know about this, apparently. Okay. You know?
Maybe.